That with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Well, we're having a good look at Farm Progress Show. I'd like it to be a little bit cooler, but the warmer temperatures will be around. It doesn't look like there will be much rainfall, but it appears the grain traders are convinced that soybeans have been made as a crop because they're still lower for the day.
Well, for right now, that can change here by the end of the day. I think the technical action probably a little bit more dominant. Kind of went up to the area where we broke out to the downside. November beans there on Friday topped out around that 889 area and just ran into some selling pressure. End of the month, may see a little liquidation there. And then we did see 125,000 ton bean sale done, no, but that's just not quite enough to get everybody's bullish attention. Weather-wise, like you mentioned, a little warm here. It's also going to be dry here in the east, so I wouldn't be surprised here to see a little recovery turnaround Tuesday and ideas that, you know, if we don't get some moisture here at the end of the week, by the end of the week here in the eastern belt, that we could maybe, you know, rekindle the idea that the eastern belt yields could come down a little bit even for the beans in some areas. So a lot of moving parts. Overall, I think we're just going to consolidate sideways. There was a lot of calls and puts bought here in the last 4 to 5, 6 months, and I believe they'll probably want to push the market sideways here to watch those try to erode away here over the near term. Otherwise, I think we'll be kind of up one day, down the next type of trade here until we get to a September crop report.
Anything on this last trading day of the month that we need to be aware of in the charts for any of the agricultural commodities on the monthlies?
Well, we'll see how we finish out. We're going to basically beans down at the lower end of the range here. Corn-wise, we're going to, you know, finish kind of in the middle here for the most part, see how we close out. But the key will be corn, this 360 area that's held ever since last May, and back to the beans here. We'll see if this 850 kind of catches here. We're extremely oversold in the beans, and I imagine we'll just kind of rat sideways here for a while.
What do you think about the corn crop across the Midwest? Is it, especially in parts of Iowa where they got so much rain again, they had a great crop going. Did they get enough rain that they might have some worries about damage to that crop?
Well, I think the word is variable. Even though they had a decent crop earlier, it wasn't that way clear across the entire belt out there. I think there was up to 9 inches in some areas here recently, so that's going to play havoc on it. We'll see how this weather finishes out. But early harvest activity that we're hearing is there's some corn here in central Illinois and southern Illinois. It's down to 21 to 28% moisture. Yields, kind of variable, anywhere from 170 to 200 bushel on the earlier stuff that's coming out. We'll see how these yield reports continue to come in through here over time, but we're down quite a bit from last year so far, so we'll see how this all averages out here as we go into this fall.
I know you'll be looking forward to the September World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates and the Crop Production Report that's due out, I believe, the 11th. It's a Friday. Have you got any idea where USDA will put that number for yield per acre for corn? Will they be staying steady? Will they have enough real counts, objective counts, to be able to make some slightly larger changes?
Well, for our premium service that we offer, Todd, we can share that information for you.
I understand.
I wish I knew. I'd tell everybody, let everybody know. Then. But 168.8, I think that's a little rich. We're in our opinion. We're going to be back, this 165, 166 bushel area. The August report, we continue to believe that the mythology of it is potential, and we believe there was potential there when they did that survey. But the September report, I think they're going to have a little bit more meat to work with, and we feel it's not going to be quite that high. Then, of course, you got the harvested acres. That's going to continue to be a moving part clear into next year. Then the main thing is demand. There's still concerns about demand, from the export side of the equation. Then, too, domestically, we're seeing gasoline below the price of ethanol. So, that could be a concern a little bit longer term. So there's just a lot of moving parts in through here. It'd be quite dynamic market action once those numbers come out here in September, because I think everybody's kind of watching all different areas there that could be up and down in a heartbeat.
Hey, it's always good to talk to you on a Monday morning. Thanks so much.
Very good. Catch you later. Thanks.